Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
And finally this morning, with children returning to school this week and a tinge of autumn in the air, and you may be thinking of heading to the woods for some blackberry picking. But if you keep a sharp eye out, you may spot treasures of a different kind. The treasures may only be a small notebook or a logbook hidden in a Tupperware box, but the joy is in finding it and signing your own name in the book and checking to see who's found it before you, before placing it back for the next person to find. I'm talking about geocaching, an activity that requires only a sense of adventure and a GPS device on a mobile phone running the geocaching app. I just find this fascinating. It's an invitation to go exploring, with geocaches often hidden in places of beauty or interest, as Mary MacDonald from Grey Heron Media found when she joined an eager bunch of geocachers on a trek along the River Keel in County Limerick.
We're going to go along the river walk between Darra Bridge and Ballyorgan.
So today I'm going to be trying out geocaching for the very first time. So I see there's some seasoned geocachers here already.
I'm Rory Light, I'm 16 and I'm from Cofinnan and I've been geocaching for about a year.
My name is Cuiva Light and I'm 11.
My name's Saoirse Light and I'm 14.
My name is Diarmaid O'Leary and I've been geocaching for 7 or 8 years now. Got the bug and it's just getting worse and worse. It's a 21st century treasure hunt where you have GPS coordinates that are extremely accurate. The plan is to find what we call geocaches. They are anything from a Tupperware box to something the size of the tip of my small finger.
Cuiva, you have the phone. You're kind of in charge on this hunt.
Yeah.
So what are you seeing on the screen there?
Well, we're about 270 metres. It shows here, and we're heading the right way.
Are you seeing like a little dot? Is it on the GPS? And it's...
Yeah, it gives you your location and then just shows all the geocaches like within a surrounding of you.
The whole point is to try to hide something in such a way that somebody who's looking for it can find it. But somebody that isn't looking for them won't even see that it's there.
There could be people going along this route that we're going on now, passing geocaches every day, and they might not see them.
I'm sure that there are hundreds of people who've walked past, maybe, is it 10 geocaches along the way, and none of them have ever seen them. It's a secret community. We are Harry Potter fans, so we describe anybody who's not in the know as a muggle.
A muggle. So I'm a muggle about to hopefully become a geocacher today.
Every few metres or so, there's been small clumps of blackberries. I keep getting sour ones. I'm not sure about the girls, but...
Yeah, it's kind of luck whether you get a sour one or a sweet one.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
What is it, Rory, about the geocaching that kind of keeps you coming back?
It's like the excitement of finding a geocache and then being able to put my name in it, just kind of show I've been here. I've found quite a few geocaches kind of around Kilfinan, but then like any time if we're travelling somewhere in Ireland, I'll try and find some there, see if there's any kind of in that location. Because they're all around Ireland, which is the fun thing.
So you've spotted something here.
So Cuiva's getting the location and it's kind of, we walk one way and we're too far to the left of it, then the other way it's too far to the right, so.
It said that it's magnetic for the hint and you're meant to look from it from under or behind.
Could it be that thing?
Yeah, have a go.
It looks like a very unlikely place now to find anything at all, let alone treasure or something as exotic as a geocache.
Rusty pipe that's just coming out of the ground. I think the girls have found something.
Cuiva just stuck her hand in and she found this little tin. Okay. It's pretty small and it just says official geocache on it.
I don't know how to open this up. Oh, okay, so there's a magnet inside and there's this really long roll of paper.
Do you have a pen?
The first thing you need is a GPS or a phone. The second thing you need is some writing implement. And for something as small as that, you just put initials.
Even as we pause here, I see a lovely colourful little caterpillar making his way around the side there of the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's very colourful.
He's black and orangey, kind of yellow.
Kind of, yeah, black and amber. When you have the geocacher, you'd always be more alert on a walk, like you're spotting stuff that you wouldn't usually spot if you're just walking.
And I believe, Dermot, you get involved in placing the geocaches.
Yeah, because I was enjoying geocaching myself so much, I decided that I would put out a few geocaches to get people to visit places that they wouldn't normally visit.
There's one in 360 metres, so it's not too far away.
That's not too far away.
That's good. Maybe that's one I could have a look for with you as well, maybe. Yeah.
The hint is in the roots of a near horizon tree, horizontal tree, sorry.
Dermot and Saoirse, you're leaning over a fence here. What are you looking at?
I found two little shrews on the footpath, and they let me rub them, and then they kind of went off different ways into the grass.
Now, Caoimhe, there are things called difficulty and terrain ratings on it, and the terrain is 2.5. Mm-hmm. Now, that's actually a hint. The path here would be considered terrain 1.5. So it's definitely off the path somewhere. Oh, follow Caoimhe.
So I'm just hauling myself up onto the side of this little hill here. I've had to reach out and grab onto a tree branch to pull me up. Caoimhe is up above us, up on a height, looking around. We're navigating across some old branches. Certainly feeling like an adventure now, Dermot.
Yes.
There's a lovely sense of kind of excitement. I mean, we just kind of don't know where we're going to go next. Even
I am getting slightly worried at this stage.
I see a Tupperware container.
Oh. I'm just crawling underneath the lovely mossy branch and we're here. Well, Rory.
There's a big Tupperware container on the side. It says geocache. Please do not disturb, but look in if you wish. Inside, there's a sticker, a ruler, a set of pliers, a few pens, and a smaller box with a notebook inside and a pencil. There's a few names in here.
A few fellow adventurers that have come this far.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put my name down.
How are you feeling now?
We're satisfied.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
And Dermot, we've come upon a waterfall here.
Just listen to the waterfall for 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever tickles your fancy.
That's it, your time is your own.
Mary, at the end of this, I have just one question for you. Are you now a geocacher or a muggle?
Oh, now, I think I'm a geocacher. I think I'm going to be back.
Great. Will we go for one more?
Yeah, we'll get one more.
It's 408 metres.
I think Mary is a geocacher as well. Absolutely lovely idea. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know about it. But my producer, Eileen Herron, showed me on her app and where they are. And it's just fascinating. And if you love the kind of going on a little discovery trip, well, then geocaching is the place to go. That was the sound of the waterfall, by the way, on the Keel River Walk in County Limerick with Mary MacDonald from Grey Heron Media, discovering the fun of geocaching. And if you'd like to have a go at finding a geocacher yourself, you can uncover the hidden treasures near you using the geocaching app. That piece, by the way, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.